Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Full Service Radio.
Live at the Line Hotel in Washington, D.C., you're listening to The Tidbit, brought to you by Curate. I'm your host and the CEO of Curate, Kim Bryden. Do you run a small business or have dreams to start one? Here at The Tidbit, we've got your back. Each week, we talk through tidbits of knowledge around starting or running a small business with a food and beverage lens. You know, each episode, I start the show reciting what I just said, and I tell you, listener, that I am your show host and the CEO of Curate, but I have yet to really tell you what it is that we're up to at Curate. I do suggest subscribing to The Tidbit on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you stream, because I do divulge pieces of my own entrepreneurship journey on each episode. But that being said, there is an aspect to my daily work that I find particularly compelling to share because it comes up again and again as an area of opportunity for more business owners to really fully understand. But before I get into that, what is it that we do? Well, Curate exists to shift purchasing dollars back into our local economies while empowering small business owners to survive and thrive through education and access to resources. The latter part of that statement, empowering business owners through education and access to resources, well, The Tidbit, here we are, is one of those vehicles in which we do that. This is our resource for tidbits of knowledge on starting and running a small business. But that first part of our mission, the shifting purchasing dollars back into our local economies, well, what does that even mean and how does that happen? So we work with bigger businesses and institutional buyers, assessing their current inventory and recognizing areas of opportunity where their current purchasing behaviors could be shifted back into local small business products instead of, say, with PepsiCo or Cisco. So if you're an emerging business, a consumer packaged goods business, and you're looking to level up your game and get onto a retail shelf, whether it be in a grocery store or a corporate cafeteria, what do you need to do to be prepared? I teach this workshop, pitching a retail buyer professionally through universities and nonprofit workforce development organizations. But today I'm going to tease a little bit of the full workshop here with a mini-sode on three tips to win over a retail buyer. Tip number one, why should I work with you? We are swamped with choices as consumers. Obviously, there are so many options for food, clothing, beverages, candles, you name it. It's been done. Every category is already maxed out to its capacity. And I'm not saying this to be a Debbie Downer, but I am saying it to be a wake-up call. If you think your unique differentiator is that your grandma's recipe, or that everyone in your network loves your product, or even that someone on Shark Tank loved your product once. Yeah, I said it. That doesn't mean that you'll have ongoing traction in a retail environment. There has to be a reason why your product should be put on the shelf. Oftentimes because you will be removing another product in your place. So why am I going to remove something that I already know has a certain amount of sales and take a chance on you? That's pretty risky. So think about it. If you make chocolate, look at all of the already existing chocolate bars in the category. Look across different grocery stores, not just the pie in the sky Whole Foods market. Look at them. What is missing? What value add do you have? What makes you uniquely positioned to drive more sales to the chocolate category? So tip number one, first and foremost, why you, why now, and why your particular product line? Tip number two, Give me the facts. Recently, I had a buyer partner of ours post an opportunity to our community looking to source more local products for his restaurant's menu. He had seen traction already with one local maker and wanted to explore more options and potentially rotate these different maker products seasonally. So at Curate, we have a listserv in our proprietary procurement platform where we send out opportunities to our community of small businesses to bid on. And upon sharing this opportunity, we received many, many, many inbounds in response, most of which said something like the following. Kim, I can do mini quiches. Please make an introduction. Okay, let's just break this down for a second. First, how big is a mini quiche to you? Are they coming frozen? Are they par-baked? How are they being delivered? Are they on a sheet tray that you can pop in the oven? How many are on the tray? How much does one tray even cost? Do you have a minimum? Is there a delivery fee? How long can I keep them in my freezer? Do I have to bake them right away? There are easily 10 questions right there that are unanswered. And if I were the immediate buyer, I would maybe not engage with you further. Buyers are busy. We all are busy. And it takes time to go back and forth to figure out your business model. So give me the facts up front. And if your response is, well, tell me what you'd be willing to pay. No, no, just a hard no. You need to be firm on what you are owed and your worth and ask for what you deserve. Give people the facts. They want to know how they can work with you and they don't want to go back and forth multiple times. And tip number three, you're in a relationship. You may be producing a product for consumers, but in this particular scenario, your client, the person you're winning over, is a buyer who will then put you in front of your end consumers. So what is that buyer looking to achieve by bringing you into the equation? Are they looking for press? Are they looking for more customers? Are they looking to do a creative marketing campaign? Think holistically about the goals of all parties involved. I mean, honestly, think about dating. You need to understand what you need from the other party. They need to know where you're coming from. You need to set boundaries and share in a joint vision and dream of where you hope you'll grow together. So what I'm saying is your work doesn't end as soon as you get shelf placement. Just as your work doesn't end as soon as you become official or even married, relationships require the ongoing work with communication and support. I see entrepreneurs burning themselves out trying to attain more and more and more accounts as opposed to going deeper with a few. If you don't show your accounts love, they will drop you. And what was all of that hard work for if in 6 months or a year, you're gone? So how can you build trust in a shared future where both parties are flourishing? So to recap, our three tips for winning over a retail buyer include: why should I work with you? Give me the facts. And hello, you are in a relationship. This show is based on a bi-weekly newsletter that we send out at Curate called The Tidbit, and in it we discuss what we're reading, eating, drinking, listening to, and learning, five quick morsels of information to get you in the know and on top of your game. So head over to curate.co, C-U-R-E-A-T-E.co to sign up. And if you're a small business owner in the Mid-Atlantic region, we always enjoy and welcome you into our community as we funnel more new business opportunities your way. So create a free profile at curateconnect.com. That's C-U-R-E-A-T-E, connect.com. And last, but certainly not least, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we'd love if more budding entrepreneurs and listeners like you could find out about The Tidbit. Our mission fundamentally includes the sharing of education and access to resources. And the best way to reach more folks like you is to actually leave a review in iTunes. So I would be really appreciative if you'd head over to your app and leave a little tidbit on there about what you've learned here on the show. And until next time, everybody, remember to scale thoughtfully and source locally.
Thank you.
thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook at Full Service Radio. Thanks for listening.